Do Christians have a future in the Middle East? November brings a little taste of home to Arab Americans, and doors are opening to the gospel in Southeast Asia. We'll tell you about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the wake of the Arab Spring, new reports are coming to light of what's become one of the greatest humanitarian catastrophes of our time. Open Doors' David Curry says Christians have been persecuted heavily.
In the next decade or two, unless we do something about it, unless we can find a way to stand up and to get heard on this subject, it's possible that Christianity could be extinct in its birthplace.
The gospel's still going forward despite the exodus. Curry says while the situation's grim, there's still time to intercede. Pray.
There's a scriptural premise here for believers, certainly, that says when one part of your body hurts, then the whole body hurts. And right now we have members of the Christian faith that are suffering, not a few, but millions of people who have no freedom to study and to choose for themselves how they share their faith.
The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming up November 3rd. Get your free prayer kit through a link at our website.
We are seeing pockets of revival in these areas, and there are reasons to be optimistic about faith.
Next, a new Christian is showing strength in the face of persecution. Global Advance reports Pastor Ibrahim in Central Asia started praying out loud for his Muslim friends while they were stoning him for his newfound faith. By God's grace, his tormentors ran off just before finishing him off. Similar stories are happening daily, but usually with sad endings. To support and encourage Christians facing danger, visit our website. Pray for those Christians who are on the front lines. This is Mission Network News. At least 4 million people in North America are of Arab descent. They'll have their own TV channel soon, thanks to Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's Rex Rogers.
It will be in the Arabic language, and it will blanket all of the United States and Canada. We hope to use a lot of the programming that we're already using on Sat7 Arabic and also Sat7 Kids in the Middle East and North Africa.
He says Arab Christian programming in North America has been a long time coming.
There are other Arab channels and programs, but not a comprehensive one like Sat7. So we would expect word of mouth to be quite significant, just like it is in the Middle East.
Sat7 North America launches November 3rd. Funding and prayer are the biggest needs.
Pray that we can get on the air successfully. Most importantly, that the audience will find us.
Meanwhile, a popularity contest is helping aviation mission groups get the support they need. In Lightspeed Aviation Foundation's Pilot's Choice Awards, voters pick a group to win $10,000. If New Tribes Mission Aviation wins, Phil Koop says they already have a place for it.
We're hoping to apply that grant to our helicopter needs that are in the Philippines.
NTM Aviation provides transportation, supplies, and equipment to missionaries in remote areas. Pilot Brian Schott says a helicopter makes perfect sense in the Philippines.
Most of the indigenous people we work with are in very mountainous areas, remote areas, taking very little to no work to actually get a place suitable for landing our helicopter, whereas it would have taken years to build an airstrip suitable for our aircraft.
Cast your vote by November 1st through a link at our website. And one team of pioneers has a burden for the people of the Tea Islands in Southeast Asia. Until this summer, outsiders and Christians were met at the island docks with threats of violence. In September, they were finally allowed to visit for the first time. Pioneers' mission is to initiate church planting movements in partnership with local churches around the world. Prayer and worship are the lifeblood of that mission. Ask God to open the hearts of people living in the islands. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the book The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. The book offers encouragement and assurance that despite our brokenness, God doesn't abandon us or give up on His children. He keeps using us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.